Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast, and joining me is the wonderful, hilarious, and also iced in and without without internet, Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
How's life going down there?
Oh, good.
How's life in the frozen tundra?
Oh, it's great.
Surviving?
Still here. No. You know what? I have enough internet to watch these dumb shows and talk about these dumb shows with you on this dumb show. So, hey, no complaints here.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're staying warm and you're safe and sound. And I hope everyone else in Texas and wherever you are, anyone else who is like frozen out, that you're staying safe and warm and that you're all well. Today, we're going to hope to make you... to distract you from the freezing cold by talking about the Real Housewives of Dallas. That's pretty much the big news. We're talking about Dallas. What else is there to say? We got
I don't know, but you sound like you're leading up to something big. So I'm just like leaning back, chilling.
I know. I'm like used to lead. I feel like I've got to say, we're going to talk about Dallas. But first, we just want to say...
buy this thing. Buy that thing. Support this thing. Support that thing.
Nothing.
But guess what? Today we're not.
There's nothing.
Okay? It's today, just buy nothing. Make sure you're always living like it's Corona time, because you never know when some bullshit's going to happen where you live, okay? You know, people call me crazy for stocking up after Corona. Every time I go to the store, I get toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water. And I look like a crazy person because I've got a whole laundry room full of all that shit. And my family makes fun of me. And guess who looks smart now? Me, okay? Because there's a storm and nobody can leave. And guess who's just rolling around in paper towels? Me!
Yeah, the paper towel king. Good for you. Good planning.
Yeah.
So this week on Dallas, we start off with some flashbacks to Tiffany's failed pizza party, where we see Brandy puking after she eats crickets. We got a lot of people who pointed out to us that Brandy may have been pregnant during that time. And so she may have been having morning sickness. I had totally forgotten that Brandy got pregnant. I totally forgot. She actually had her baby this week, I think. Bree Lynn. Which is reminiscent of Brinkley and Lynn mashed together. So congratulations. Yeah. So maybe she was pregnant. Maybe that's why she was puking. Who knows? We'll never know.
She was barfing because she got all dramatic when they said crickets. But I don't know. I've never been pregnant. I don't know how that shit works. Now, if I could get pregnant, you know, I would have been like 20 times by now. So thank God I can't get pregnant. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm over it. If I was hateful or anything, over it. I'm starting fresh today, okay?
I don't think anyone was mad at us. I think it's just people were saying, by the way, like, just so you know, like, that could have been the reason why. She wasn't just being dramatic. She actually may have been with child. At the very least, she was with Cricket, you know? So, anyway. It doesn't excuse the fact that she hates pizza. If anything, I feel like she should have liked pizza more at that moment.
Oh, God. But, thank you for reminding me. Okay, the hate is now flowing through me, and I can properly do this recap.
You know what? As a man, I can't be pregnant despite what the feature film Junior tells us, I don't believe I can be pregnant. However, if I could be pregnant, I would like to be pregnant with pizza right now. I would like to have a pizza baby. Maybe tonight.
Well, if that could happen, tonight. I would have like an orphanage of pizza children, because that's all I eat. Even during the storm, I keep going on to Domino's and refreshing the page, like suddenly they're going to show up at work. Like, I know they can't show up for work, but it's like part of me can't accept it, and I'm ready for the world of drones, because I keep hearing rumblings of like drones are going to come and they're going to deliver everything and they're going to take over the delivery market. Really? When? Because I need drones now, okay? Get the fucking drones working.
Can a drone deliver a baby, a pizza baby.
Eventually, they probably will. Okay, if they Dr. can deliver Dre. Your Amazon stuff, they can deliver me a damn baby when I order one.
Well, we got Uber Eats drones here, or Postmates drones. I think we talked about that.
I keep hearing about that, but I haven't seen them yet. I need a drone.
They're all over like La Brea. I feel like I've seen them. These little carts that just like it's the most bizarre thing. It's bizarre to see a cart just driving itself without a human attached. And it's imagine a little grocery cart, but it's like opaque. It's like it's all sealed in, right? It's not like bars, right?
Right.
Just imagine like a little cart with wheels, and it's just rolling along the sidewalk, off doing whatever it has. It's like very busy. It's like, I gotta deliver this. And you're like, what? There's like an autonomous cart.
I love that.
It's so amazing.
I wonder if they have like different little personalities, like little Pixar drone cart things. Like maybe ones like
little Wally's.
Dallas drones are sugar and spice.
I just like that the future is here. And it's being used to deliver a sandwich from Jimmy John's. It's like, we have achieved the highest tier of technology. And now you shall have something from Jersey Mike's.
I'm into it. Okay, so. Dallas, they're playing like super country music. This time we get a bull statue from The Profile. Which is nice. Nice artistic change. And all the girls are packing for their trip to Austin. Keep Austin weird, okay? So Stephanie's like, I'm going on a trip with the girls to Austin.
And Travis is like, what are you guys doing? She's like, well, I think we're going to be doing some chicken shitting bingo. He's like, oh, you guys are weird. Anyway, I'm going to go jerk off into the wall right now. Excuse me.
And then over at Brandy's, this enigmatic couple, Brian's like, are you packing already? And she's like, we're staying in a house. Like, why are you two on TV? What? Get off of my TV, both of you.
Why are you packing my underwear? Oh, because I have a blow-up doll that kind of looks like you, and he needs these because he's very well endowed. Cool. It's like, wow, so much charisma.
Court, we're staying on Lake Austin, and I have really big feet. So do you know how big my shoes are, Court? They take up a whole suitcase, Court. I have a shoe for every outfit.
Oh, Cam, that's ridiculous. Women be shopping. Am I right? I love it. It's like the most annoying thing is like the straight husband being like, what? You're crazy for indulging with all those shoes. Anyway, look at my room full of gadgets and surround sound. Oh, you can hear a pin drop in Aviator by Martin Scorsese. I meant to say Avatar, but I said Aviator.
I feel like he would be watching Aviator.
But still, it's like the most like played out thing. Like, what? You have an extra suitcase for all your shoes? I'm like, do you see the mansion that you live in? And this is the excess that you're going to be mad about?
Girls are crazy. It's not like you're living a frugal lifestyle.
Girls, they just spend money. God, can't they work?
So let's go to the house with the husband who just openly hates his wife and refuses to be on camera. Carries. Oh, I have a big pink hat. It's hilarious. Look at my pink hat. Nobody in my house. Anybody? Daughter? Other daughter? Husband? Anybody come in here and look at my crazy hat? It's huge.
Look at my hat. It makes me look like I've got pink hair. But of course I don't, because I'm not a slob. Am I right, Olivia? When you're changing your hair.
So Cameron calls her. And she's like, girl, we're going to go out of town together. And Carrie's like, oh, you know what? I'm like, right now, Cameron might steal my hat from me. I said that to my daughter with the pink hair, who's not here right now, but she'll be back later.
You'll be back later, right? Change your hair. Change your hair. Be a host. It's a good hair. So... So what are we going to do tonight? Well, we're probably going to have a fun Texas-themed dinner, okay? So have a fabulous outfit to wear in Austin, because we're going to be like rock stars, okay? Rock stars. Oh, seriously? Like a rock star? Yes, take a rock star. We're going to take a rock star tourbus to Austin right now.
Yeah. You know what? Rockstar tourbus would be the perfect way to travel. These ladies better put on their rockstar outfits, because we are going to be rocking out on this rockstar bus, rockstar style. Like, just, why does she keep saying that?
I know, geez. We're going to be playing some video games by the company Rockstar, and then I also brought my favorite video game, which happens to be called Rock Band, where we can pretend to be rock stars playing in a rock band together while we go to a city on a rockstar tour bus.
rockstar tour bus. And Carrie's like, oh, I need girl strip like I need my air to breathe. Like, okay. So then Tiffany, Tiffany's facking with her husband, who just is the most unamused person of all time. he really does just sit there and stare at her like, can I leave now? Do I still have to be standing in this room with you?
And it's the rare time where he doesn't look like he hates her. He just looks like he's bored. Like, he just wants to be somewhere else doing anything else. And someone on social media said that his family got their wealth by basically designing high-end ripoffs. I don't know if this is true. It's just what someone on social media said, which is funny because Tiffany has talked about her brands a lot, including this scene where she picks up her luggage and goes, it's ombre, it's aluminum, it's Dior. which I also think she kind of says that about everything. She like picks up some Yoplait and is like, it's ombre, it's aluminum, and it's Dior. It's like, no, that's yogurt. It's like literally not aluminum or ombre or Dior.
It's cool, right? He's like, I'm excited, but right when I get back is when I have my meeting, and I need to go into my meeting in a good headspace. I set up an appointment with my supervisor because, like, I'm a mother, but, like, I also work, but, like, I also want to not work as much, but my parents might be, oh my God, shut up! Enough!
Yeah, she's asking for a reduction of her work hours from her supervisor, at which point Tamara Barney was like, oh my God, bitch, I did that too. It's like, no, not a breast reduction, Tamara, a work reduction. Oh, sorry, bitch.
So she's like, I have a lot of outfits. It's like, should I wear this one? Or like, should I wear this one? He's like, uh-huh. So I'm going to call Deandra, I guess. Okay, you can go.
Thank you.
So he like walks off to watch TV or whatever. And she calls Deandra, and Deandra, of course, just doesn't stop talking. She really is how they say. She's like, hi, how are you? I'm a hot mess trying on all these clothes. Look at my hair. It's a mess.
She's like a robocall.
I mean, can you believe this? Look at my butt. Who are you voting for? Bernie, good luck with that one. All right, press one for Spanish, okay? I should have said that at the beginning. You probably listened to this whole thing. Don't know a damn thing I'm saying. All right, press it. Go ahead and press it. All right, you're still here. Let's
talk about my hair. Your social security number has been compromised. Your social security number has been compromised. You're going to go to jail. You're going to jail. And guess what? The warranty in your car is also expired. And guess what? Guess what? Your credit. You got not a lot. You don't have a lot of credit on your credit card. You better call. You better call, because you're going to win a new DVD player, okay? Thank you.
I have called you about 10 times telling you that your car warranty is expired, and you still won't call me back. You better press 1.
This is the Social Security Administration, okay?
Just furious.
Hey, I hear, do you need a handyman? Because I hear you need a handyman, and I do all sorts of things. I do walls, I do gardens, I do floors, I do it all. Do you need a handyman?
It's like, Deandra, please, let me say hello.
And Tiffany knows, you can tell they really are friends, because Tiffany just talks right over her. She doesn't care. She's like, well, I'm trying to pack, so I made an Excel spreadsheet. It's like, well, you sure beat me. You sure beat me with that thing. You know what I did? I got some new car insurance is what I did. My car warranty is now nice and ready. And Tiffany's like, spreadsheets are my love language. Does everyone not do this?
My favorite housewife of all time, Tiffany Moon.
Ben does.
Tiffany Moon. You know.
Did anyone tell their TV, Ben does? Ben does.
I'm like literally going to make a spreadsheet about how much I love Tiffany Moon. She goes, you can calculate things. It prints on one page. I mean, does everyone not do this? I love that. Like, that's what she loves about it. It prints on all one page and it calculates things. So, yeah, so she's showing off things like looks for Austin, and she got like an umbrella hat, but she got one for Deandra, but not for everyone else. And she just realized that if she brings one for Deandra, everyone's gonna get mad. And I was really looking forward to Umbrella Hat Gate, but it never really happened. I was very sad about that.
Yeah, I think everyone would be fine if you didn't show up with an umbrella hat for them. I'm just gonna take a wild stab in the dark. So Dan, she's like, are they gonna get mad? Like, I feel like these girls are always thinking the worst of me. She's like, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. How did you feel about the other night? Did you feel like you shouldn't have let your auto warranty expire or what? And she's like, well, how did you feel since you were my guest?
And she's like, well, some of the girls were put off. They didn't feel welcome, and they didn't feel like you were a good hostess. And she's like, what part of me is not a good hostess? What, like a good hostess doesn't sneak insects into your pizza? I don't understand.
So then we cut to the girls talking about it. Yeah, Stephanie's like, yeah,
it was terrible. Huh? She said there's rules, like we got a time out.
And then Brandy's like,
she gave me crickets and grasshoppers. I could have died.
Brian's like, I'd be so mad.
So mad. Furious. I would be so, like this, like right now. So mad.
I'd be the angriest EL fudge cookie you've ever seen. So, so Cameron's like... And then Cameron, we cut to Cameron complaining, and all we hear her say, I mean, Stephanie and I both have toilets also, but we don't sit there and talk about them. I'm like, wait, what? Where did that come from?
And she's Tiffany's like, really like,
look, I don't think that talking about my toilets was bragging. I just think it was like describing my toilets.
And then we cut to her going, we have 9 bathrooms here, all total toilets.
I then had to look up what a Toto toilet was, and it was a very fancy toilet with warming seats and bidets. And now I want a Toto toilet. That's what I'm gonna say.
Toto toilet.
I'm looking at it now. Washlet bidet toilet seat. Shop our authorized retailers. Man, can they make one good looking toilet? I know that we just poop into them, but geez, the toilets are so ugly. I need a cuter toilet in my life.
Wait, I thought the Toto toilet was cute. Wait, hold on. Well, I mean,
it looks like an airplane toilet. It looks like you're just pooping onto a bench.
What? Well, there's all sorts of Toto toilets. Which one are you looking at? I'm seeing like
the main model that's $3,370.
Oh, you know what it looks like? It looks like the front of like a humpback whale. It looks like there should be a whale body attached to it. Like it should actually. It looks like Audrey too. It looks like a white Audrey too.
Yeah, it looks
like it's gonna open up and say, "Feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Cameron."
These are crazy. Warm water cleansing, oscillating or pulsating functions. Cepheon Tech to glaze. The fuck is that? Pretends visible and invisible waste from sticking to ceramic surfaces. Universal height. Rear soft spray. Rear cleanse. Front cleanse. Self-cleaning wand.
Okay.
Pre-mist.
It's a little bit much. Pre-mist. I'm just going to stick with my little $40 bidet instead.
Yeah. Adjustable water temperature. 3D tornado flush. ADA compliant. Hands-free dryer. Wait, do you dry? Oh, wait, warm air drying with adjustable temperature. Well, girl, I mean, this thing does everything. Auto, open, close lid, heated seat, warm air dryer, deodorant. What is this thing, perm your butt hair? I mean, what don't you do?
I have to say, I did not realize it was this expensive and this over the top. I may be retracting my Toto interest. I will say that I am looking at a Toto right now, and... there's a recommended for you thing below it in the site that I'm on. And one of the recommends is a toilet by Kohler That's nearly $10,000, and it's called the Numi Dual Flush, and it looks literally like a garbage can. It's like, if you ever dreamt about shitting in a garbage can, your dreams have come true. It's like a slate. It's like a dark metal gray, and it's literally garbage can shaped.
Yeah, I think that toilets should have better design by now, guys. Okay, how about instead of like curling my butt hair, you like look cute? Can we just start with that? Simple things.
Like, how about,
I don't know, I need
look
more.
What else would you want it to look like? Like a champagne glass?
I mean, that's at least an option. It's at least making some effort, you know? You're putting some effort in. I don't know, something better. This is just ugly. And like- also, if you get a toilet like this, then guess what people are going to come out of your bathroom talking about? How good it felt to poop. I don't want to hear that, and I certainly don't want to hear it from every guest in my home. That's the last thing I want to know about anybody that I actually know. The last thing I want to picture is you pooping.
Here's what I want. I want a toilet that looks like one of those novelty butlers with a tray, and you sit on the tray part, and it feels like you're shitting on a butler's tray. That's kind of funny.
Yes, now there. Thank you.
And when it flushes, it goes through the arm, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, yeah. So they're all mad about the toilets. And Tiffany's like, well, I've never had a group of girlfriends. And so she starts talking about how she wants to get to know the other women. And Dandra's like, oh, you know what? I know. I'm going to do? I'm just going to have a good time. And I'm not going to try and fight right off the bat or anything like that. I'm going to meditate.
Yeah. And Tiffany's like, oh, good. You can teach me how to meditate because I either fall asleep or think about my to-do list, which is also exactly what I do. That's my meditation experience.
Dandra's packing with Jeremy, and she's putting on one of those Leah hats from New York. It's not a bucket hat. It's like a cowboy hat, but it's see-through, which I just don't. That's another thing I don't get. That can go with Toto toilets, okay? The see-through hat. It just looks stupid. And he's like, you have a mammoth head in that, babe. Look at yourself in the mirror. Mammoth head.
She's like, well, thank you for that microaggression. I have to look like a rock star. So guess what? Jeremy, I found myself a new rock star shirt. Wait till you see this. Hold on. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to show you. This is my rock star shirt.
And she pulls up a shirt that says punk. I'm like, that's a little on the nose. It's like, I don't think a rock star wears a shirt that says punk. I think
in pink rock glitter. Star probably, it's like, yeah, it says punk in pink glitter. And the funny thing is she actually does. He's like, you do have lots of rock and roll shirts, babe. I mean, you got a shirt from every dude you boned on a tour bus. Pull out one of those. It's like,
I got a Dillard sales shirt that says punk and pink glitter, Jeremy.
this is real rock, okay? It was either this or my Color Me Bad t-shirt, okay? This wins.
He's like, so how do you feel about going through your spiritualness? Direct quote.
Yeah, and she's yes, that is a direct quote. So she says that Carrie's just like mad at her, but like hasn't come to her to talk about it. And Jeremy's like, well, you'll have loads of time to talk on the trip. You're going to be gone for 4 days, right? Because I need to make my plans, right? Four straight days. Thank you.
Promise. Yeah. So she's like, well, I've been praying for her daughter, so hopefully something will work out, Jeremy. And she tells us they have such a great friendship, and hopefully they can just rekindle it, which is hilarious. Yeah. Like the way we see that she tries to rekindle it later.
And she goes, I don't want to go there and snap. And it goes, coming up.
Carrie, you are the camera. Oh, yeah, I know. You peck.
You have a good fucking night, and you go fuck yourself.
Mammoth hat.
I don't want to snap.
And you know Jeremy's watching this episode like, and she had to do it in the hat that made her look like she had a mammoth head. I told her.
Oh man, it's like looking at Mount Rushmore going nuts.
Mount Mammoth Shmore.
And I'm not even talking about the sculpted parts. I'm talking about the part below their heads. So now it's like the next day and they're all arriving at where the bus is, and Cameron's giving Hilton a little tour of it. And she's like, this is where Rucker's sleep. Yeah. Rucker's, you know, I don't usually go to buses because I get really motion sickness.
I get really motion sickness, but this is another level. And I've always wanted to ride on a rock star bus. Okay, I was never a groupie, okay? So this is my chance. And then we see Steph's gay drop her off, which we were wondering where he is, but he's alive, everybody. And he drops her off and he goes, "Make good choices."
Actually, you know what? Her gay, I'm just going to ignore that Bronwyn reference that he made, but her gay apparently opened up a gay bar. That's what we heard from social media. And also, one of our listeners that we hear from a lot on social media, it turns out a few weeks ago when they went to that restaurant and there was like a gay host who was like, "Hey girls," it was when they were in Grapevine. That's his husband or partner. And he was really excited and that they had to do a lot of pre-shooting and whatever, but just wanted to say that that host at that restaurant is Crappens adjacent. So I'm glad we didn't make fun of him or anything, because then that would have been super awkward. But we liked him.
The waiter? So it was, all good. Was it all the waiter?
Well, maybe the waiter slash hosts. I think it was, the main gay who was like greeting them. Yeah. So anyway, just giving a shout out, because, you know, we like to shout out our peeps that wind up on these shows.
Shout out. So Brandy, guys, just in case you forgot that Brandy is not just trash, but she's also super fun and wacky. She shows up dressed like Elvis. God.
But with Bruno Mars
blow
hair.
Up doll. With the blow up doll.
Yeah. God. Blow up doll, Bruno Mars hair, and Elvis jumpsuit, sort of. It's like a Dallas cheerleader thing or whatever. So her blow up doll is called Captain Dick, and it's been inspired by Captain Brandy. And then she like goes onto the bus with this blow up doll, and you just hear Cameron saying, "Whoa, this is a new prop for me," which they do a lot of prop comedy on this show. A lot of props.
Yeah, I would like, I just wish I was an executive at Bravo sometimes so I could say, "Captain Brandy, Captain Dick, could you all come into my office? You're all fucking fired, okay? All three of you, get out."
So Tiffany shows up with her little girls just in time for Captain Dick to be bouncing around. And Deandra shows up, and Cameron, Deandra has like a basically a suitcase full of her pills. And Cameron's like, "Deandra usually has one more bug than I do, because she brings her personal pharmacy and the bug is full of all her pills. It's like, not like shoes. It's pills, Kurt. It's not even for shoes. It's, oh my God, women are crazy. Oh, an extra bag is crazy. Women be shopping, right?"
Now, hold on, because I've got a very serious monologue here. I have a fear of not having enough stuff. My mother would go through my room, and she'd throw out stuff she thought I didn't need while I was at school. And I want options, because I didn't have options growing up.
It's like, wow, they should make a movie about you.
My mother, you know what my mother did? She threw out my tickets to see Mr. Big, okay? And ever since then, I have had this hole in my heart where I have not been able to see my rock star. So to this day, I have to chase a rock star around the country whenever I can. Thanks, mother.
So Carrie arrives, and you know, because you just hear, Cameron's like, "Got a bus driver? Hi, it's me, Rockstar. Listen, I just want to warn you, bus driver guy, that this group is rowdy." And he just stares at her like, "Please don't fucking talk to me, lady."
He's like, "If I get fucking coronavirus from you people, I am suing all of you. I can't even deal with this right now."
Yeah, he just stares at her and doesn't respond at all. So she goes, "Okay, I'll just make sure we stay calm, okay?" And he just keeps staring at her until she walks on the bus.
Yeah, he has no time for this. Yeah. So so they get on the bus, and Carrie, of course, goes, "Who's ready to party like it's 1999? That's when I was 21.
Let's get this party started. Column A.
Well, guys, we have a lot of surprises coming. First, itineraries. And just to let you know, they're pink and they're signature scented. It's Chanel. And for those at home, spray your Chanel on yourself right now and follow along.
This is the most rockstar thing I could ever do, is have an itinerary. I actually learned this from famed rock star Darius Rucker, and he loves an itinerary. He calls it the Rucker itinerary, and I actually used it when I was going to the Global Pet Expo many different times. Whoa, rockstar.
Oh, everyone have a little bit of tequila, huh? So she starts pouring shots down their throat, and Tiffany's like, I love you, but I don't like this game. Just a tip. Just a tip.
Yeah. But then she tells us, this Tiffany has no rules, okay? Like, this Tiffany wants to say yes when people ask her to do activities and that are outside of her comfort zone, and she just basically wants to have fun and bond with other women. Okay, just a little, oh my God, I just had a drop of tequila. Oh my God, I'm a wild child.
And Bradley burps because she's hilarious. And then 1 hour and 30 minutes later,
this is like the coolest bus ever. This is so fetch. Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I thought fetch happened. Okay. So DeAndre's like, oh yeah, it reminds me of when I was a groupie. I mean, when I was younger, I mean, I would just blow every musician I saw. I mean, if they had an instrument in their hand, they were probably getting laid. Okay. Like, who did I date? Okay. They were John Entwistle. Okay. He died right before, but he was from The Who, like The Who, which is my mom's favorite band. Cause I'd be like, hey mother, I'm dating someone. And she'd be like, who? So that's why I like The Who. And then I was on, like, Chris Cornell with Soundgarden, okay? And then also I followed around Candlebox. I loved Candlebox and The Cult and Crash Test Dummies and Dinosaur Jr. and Jesus Jones and Sponge. I love Sponges, the concept and the band. I love them all.
Listen, thank God for Sponges. Otherwise, I'd have a bunch of little babies on the bus right now, okay? Now, listen, I can give you every single thing, but let's just put the history like this. I fucked everyone from Earth, Wind, and Fire all the way up to Huey Lewis in the News, okay?
You want to know what the news was? It was me, okay? And I was red all over, all right? Guess what? I also, have heard of a certain someone named Ace of Base? Well, guess what? I am the base. You know that one? All she wants is another baby? That was me.
And I said, no, she doesn't. Guess That's what? Why she's wearing a sponge. Full circle. Full circle.
I was on that tour bus, and there was a big old billboard for a Hard Knock Good Morning, and they saw, and they said, guess what? We're writing a song called I Saw the Sign, okay? I Saw the Sign. It was my mother's sign. And oh, I said, one time I was hanging out with Joan Osborne, and I said, what if God was one of us? She'd be Dee. Her name would be Dee Simmons, okay? That'd be an evil, cruel God.
I don't know any of those people. Okay, I have a game. What is your favorite sex position? And Stephanie's like, I like doggy, because like I like being pounded from behind. Yeah, because she can read her messages at the same time.
My favorite is called The Hook. You know The Hook? That's when you have sex, when you listen to the song The Hook by Blues Traveler. Anyone? Anyone?
Heck, I fucked everybody on the soundtrack to Hook. What do you think about that?
I like doing The Crow. That's when you listen to Stone Temple Pilots singing their song from the movie The Crow, but you're also having sex and thinking about the time you had sex with Stone Temple Pilots.
So Stephanie likes doggy position. And then Carrie's like, I don't even care. He can put my leg up here. He can put my leg there. I'm not very flexible, but in bed I become a gymnast. And Tandra's like, I like side to side. What the hell is side to side?
That was the, as in I like going from one B-side to another B-side of Matchbox 20.
What the fuck is side to side? And where has this DeAndre been? This is the DeAndre I need every single episode. This shit is hilarious.
Brandy's
super romantic. She says she likes reverse cowboy, especially right now because I don't have to smell his breath. Like, wow.
All right.
Damn.
And then. So then they show up at this area, and there's like a really long driveway, and the bus can't go down it. And Busby is just like, I can't get down the driveway. Okay. I can't. It's not made for it. Sorry. Which I'm not sure if it was true or not. It probably was true, but I can also imagine him being like, I'm sorry. I reached my limit with these women. I cannot do it any longer. I know I'm right here, but honestly, I just want to see them walk down this long driveway because I hate them.
I decided when she said side to side that these bitches are walking. Okay, that's it.
So Carrie's like, oh my God.
Well, wait, we didn't mention Cam's favorite sex because Cam tries to change the subject and she's like, okay, girls, what's the craziest place you've ever done it? And they're like, you didn't answer, Cam. She goes, I'm trying to change the subject. Okay, I would say legs up. Because he puts up my legs, which is just so cute. Like, you could just picture that. Up. Of course. I mean, really, of course. What else could you, you know?
It would look like a old-fashioned television with the antennas.
So he probably looks like he's trying to dump out a, like, dump, not a dump, what do you call those things? A wheelbarrow. He's trying to, like, dump soil out of a wheelbarrow.
It probably looks like a Hollywood movie premiere, right? With those like Klieg lights going left and right, you know? Welcome to the Cinerama Dome. So, so they have to walk down this long driveway in 96 degree weather, and Carrie's like, where are the butlers? Be a good host! Be a host! You know? And they are not happy. Not happy at all.
Yeah, and Carrie's just having a fit. She's like, we are rock stars and we have to walk that hill and hill. Are you kidding me? So they finally get down there.
Has she ever seen a rock star movie, by the way? Has she ever seen a movie about like rockers that are on the road? Has she never seen the scene that happens in every movie where the tour bus breaks down and they have to like walk to the nearest town and then they wind up in a bar and then they like sing a song at the bar? Like, this is part of the process of being a rock star.
Yeah, it's always shitty. Trudging. That's the point. So we get to see this beautiful house. Well, yeah, it's very big and brown, this house. It's very Texas. Okay.
And it's the echelon, Ronnie. How dare you? How dare you reserve any sort of enthusiasm for it? It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, they keep telling us, and it's big, and it looks like it costs a lot of damn money, that's for sure. So they keep walking around, and there's a lot of land, which is crazy down there in that area, and it's on Lake Austin, And they have a house manager, Jeff, who wears a Bluetooth little thing in his ear, it's real cute, and they all take shots,
and McLean is here with your drinks.
And what else? I've just got little notes. But then they go on the grass. Then they go to the pool.
I was enjoying.
Then they
it.
Go to the
lake. I was
lake.
Enjoying your dictation of it. Yeah. So they they go on this house tour, and Cameron's like, "Oh, that's precious." So then so now
what if it really was precious? I would die. Oh my God. Yeah. What if precious? What if Gabby Saborne just came right out? No, Gabby. What is precious name? Huh?
Sigourney Weaver.
What if Sigourney Weaver was precious? That would have been a whole different movie. She would have kicked Monique's ass.
She would have had some very waspy. She just would have like made Monique like push the dumpling cart around and then steal her ideas, and then break her leg in Switzerland while an alien chases her down the ski slope. I'm just gonna mash up all the Sigourney Weaver movies, and then Slimer's there.
Gabourey Sidibe, that's what I meant. Sorry, jeez.
Yeah. So, I can't. I'm just imagining that movie, and she has to like go and talk with Mariah Carey. Let's talk about the abuse.
Yeah.
So Carey is So they're out like on this like on the backyard lawn by the lake, and a boat comes by, and Carey's like, "Hi, can you come pick us up? Hi." So she's like, "I want to do a toast. I want to do a toast, okay? Because my favorite way to be passive aggressive is toast, okay? Be a host, okay? So, I never want to come off like a bully, okay? You said that about me a little bit, okay? And I'm so sorry that you think I'm being like that. And if I love you, I want you to have a good time with me. And that's just me. And my way of having a good time is being a bully, okay? So, if you're offended by me, come talk to me and I will change." Not really. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry, Tiffany. It's like, oh my gosh, girl. I just want to have fun this weekend. Come on. It's like, okay, let's party like we're 21 peaches. And so they take shots. And Stephanie's like, this is a Carrie.
I love. Mm. She's so quick to own up. And Cameron's like, that is the sweetest thing she's ever done. Brandy says, she is really, truly a good friend.
And then it just cuts to Dander going.
I brought my silver chair t-shirt for this shit.
So they have to get ready
to another Real Housewives reference. Remember?
Wait, what's say her it face? Again?
Married to Silverchair guy.
Oh,
I realized
chair.
After I said that was angels. That was a reference to it. Angels. Yeah,
listen, you know what my angel said? You're a bully, bitch. Back off, and my angels are going to find you in the back alley and kick your ass. All right.
So now they're getting ready for dinner, and Cameron's still walking around saying things like, there are so many great areas to hang out in. And then Deandra's like upset. So Deandra and Tiffany are in a room, and Deandra's like, Carrie is having this flowery speech about how I want everyone to have a really good time, and it's all love and flowers and unicorns coming out of my ass. Did you hear that? Because I'm going to say it about 15 more times. It's all love and flowers and unicorns coming out of my ass, okay? And I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, and yet here I am being really good to my good, really mean to my good friend. And the fact that she's doing somersaults trying to please Tiffany when there's a wedge between us is odd to me.
And Tiffany's like, yeah, but maybe she meant that. And then Cameron and Carrie come in to see their room. And Carrie's like, isn't this beautiful? It's the girls who have to share room. Oh, pretty. Yeah.
And Cameron's like, I don't understand how you're going to sleep in this bed together. Maybe one of you can sleep in the bus like a rockstar. Anyone want to be a rockstar up there? Rockstar?
So it's kind of awkward. So they're like, okay, we're going to go change. So they leave, but they stop at the door because they hear Deandra keep on going. And she's like,
and I'm just saying, that speech on the dock, I am not buying it.
And Tiffany's like, well, maybe she's turning over a new leaf. Give her the benefit of the doubt. Call him C.
Well, I kept my mouth shut because normally I'd be like, bully. But, you know, my mother isn't here. So I was, you know, I didn't say that. But anyway, the point is this. I kept my mouth shut. I kept my mouth shut. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though her warranty was expiring. Okay.
You know what? You're like a bridge over troubled water.
Fuck them. Fucked both of them.
Well, I'm just saying that I think that her speech came from the heart. It's like, well, then that is not okay, because then we're lying to each other, and I don't like liars.
Yeah. So Deandra is just, like, really pissed, and she's just saying, you know, she's like, you know, if you're willing to put up with a bunch of shit, then that's your deal. I'm not. I don't put up with shit from people. It's like the time when I went on the road with the spin doctors, and I said, two princes, I don't see a single one of them here. Get me off this bus right now.
You know what it was like when I got stuck on a bus with Amy fucking Grant? I said, who am I supposed to fuck on this bus? Get out of here, you little Twinkie.
Do you know what it's like to climb onto a bus thinking that you're going to be promised a cracker, and then you find out it's just a bus for a cracker? I don't even like their music. I wasn't even planning to sleep with any of them, but I did anyway because it was fun. I have that story. But still, a one-hit wonder, that's not my brand.
I'm trying to be more compassionate, but there are boundaries. You poke, you poke, you prod, and I'm going to bite.
And Tiffany's like, but nothing happened. If you want to, like, paint a picture of being upset, you're gonna be upset in the picture. And it's going to be, like, a really sad self-portrait. And I just want girlfriends to say fetch with.
And
Cameron
and
Carrie are listening.
Do you ever see that painting called The Scream? Yeah, that's what happened, okay? If you don't want to be remembered for screaming, like, don't scream for the artist.
So Cameron is listening outside, and she's like, oh my god, Tiffany is being nice to you. And Carrie's like, yeah, oh, be quiet, let us keep listening. And Tiffany tells us,
man, when Deandra gets upset, she's like a dog chasing his own tail. Like, you cannot get a word in with her. And guess what? I'm still pissed at her.
You get back here, Tail. You get back here, Tail. I gotta say something to you, Tail. Okay, I've had enough. Guess what? I'm gonna chase you. Listen, you can run as far as you want, but I'm always gonna chase you. Okay, Tail? Okay, Tail?
Just for one second, maybe give her the benefit of the doubt.
And so Carrie's like, oh, she talks shit about me, and I try not to take it personal, but hearing Danielle call me a bully is really hurtful. This is something you don't do to a friend.
I literally want to cry. Yeah.
Please,
Carrie has been an asshole all season long. I'm sorry. She's been an asshole, and I was like, oh. So So then they go, Carrie and Cameron go over to Stephanie and Brandy and tell her everything. And Carrie's like, she's like, Deandra said, she talked a lot of trash about Curry. Okay. A lot of trash. And the girl's like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's so mean. I'm so sad about that. That's so mean.
That's really terrible that she would do something like that. Why would she do that? I like when Stephanie and Brandy are right together and they just sound exactly the same. That was horrible. Why would she do something like that? Why would she do that? That oh my God. Like but she's like such a good oh person. God, so like she's really working God, I love so you. Hard to be a good
I love you,
person.
Brandy.
I love you. Brandy. Oh my God. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Poop. Poop.
Poop.
Farts.
Poop. Poop.
Poop. Poop. Poop. Poop. Farts.
Oh, Deandra's actually calling my phone right now. I'm getting a robocall. I wonder if it's about my warranty or my... Okay. Okay, I'm answering.
I've been trying to pick those.
Oh, are they answering? They're quiet.
Yeah, they want to be on your voicemail because they don't want you to actually answer. Because I couldn't get them to stop calling me. It was like five times in a row. It was making me nuts. So finally I started answering them just to be like, hey, you know, what's up? And just talk. But then they never talk back to me. They always hang up. It's like they only want to leave that voicemail so that you have to call somebody else. It's really annoying. I know. If you're going to try and scam me, at least have some manners.
I know. I'll let everyone know next time Deandra calls. I'll be sure to. Hopefully they'll call back and we can get in touch with Deandra. We'll keep an eye on that.
So Stephanie's like, well, I thought your speech was very sweet, Carrie. And Brandy's like, yeah, maybe she's just jealous because like you want to start fresh with Tiffany and that's like her friend. And I thought, you know, everything's not about a girl being jealous. You know, there's always that point where I feel like every time Brandy's like, she's just jealous of you or she's just jealous of me. And I thought, this is so stupid. I'm so sick of everything being someone is jealous. But then, of course, it does turn out to be that.
Sort of. But then Brandy has this line of bullshit. She goes, I thought that was very brave of you. You're putting yourself out there and you're apologizing for who you are. I'm like, this is not Greta Thunberg, okay? This is like Carrie.
How dare you?
This is Carrie just basically saying like, I'm sorry you thought I was a bully. It's just like, this is how I like to treat friends. Implication being, you should know that, stupid. And if you have an issue with me, come talk to me. But you didn't have an issue with me. So it was actually a very passive. There was literally nothing brave about it at all. It was actually the easiest speech she could have had while she was simultaneously shaming Tiffany and passive aggressively, you know, shaming Deandra.
Totally. 100. So Stephanie's like, they are two of the most headstrong people I've met. And the fact that Carrie is so passionate about Deandra, it's meaning that she probably wants a really close relationship with her and that she really loves her. Really? Fuck that. Really? I don't need that in my life. Get out of here. So Brandy's like, well, I would just say I'm very disappointed. I thought we were better friends.
And Cameron goes, yeah, but maybe wait for dessert, though, because I want to eat, okay? I still have PTSD from Thailand when I didn't get to have dinner.
Yeah. So then we see dinner getting set up, and we're back in Deandra and Tiffany's room. And Deandra's like, I need my B12 shot. It's been 12 days. So Tiffany gives it to her, and Deandra's like shaking her big butt around. And Tiffany's like, that was a small needle in a big booty.
That's what Jeremy says. So so now they're all getting dressed, and Brandy's putting on the boots she bought in Beaver Creek, which is an inconsequential callback to something. And then so now there's what else is there to say about that? It's like, remember when I bought these boots? I'm like, sure.
I paid $2,500 for boots. That's why she wanted to call it back. But I think it's always funny when they call that back because that's also when she gave Deandra that jewelry because Deandra couldn't afford it because Mama D only put $200 in her account. I will never forget that. That's one of the classic moments of this show.
So there's like awkwardness now with Carrie and Deandra, like as they're having drinks in the kitchen or whatever, going to the table. So there's awkwardness, right? And Carrie's like, I don't know if I can sit at the table with her tonight. I'm like, you survived a season with Leanne Locken. You can survive Deandra in her pink hat.
So let's see. Table. Stephanie has a special surprise. We're going to play a fun game called Chicken Shit Bingo. There's like a chicken and like a porch, and we have to get the chicken to shit on the number that you pick. It's poop and chickens. It's going to be hilarious.
And Mingo.
So the camera goes, this is definitely special. Okay. So they go over to this chicken thing, and DeAndre's like, this whole chicken shit thing is the reason why people make fun of Texans and call us hillbillies. Okay. This is why. Do you want to weigh in on that, Ronnie, as a resident Texan of the podcast?
Oh, gosh. No, I really don't. I really don't. But I would play Chicken Shit Texas. I mean, Chicken Shit Bingo. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, that's true. I would actually play it as well, because I think it's fascinating.
I just think it's funny that they're like, we don't want people to stereotype Texas, so we're going to have a barbecue and all dress like cowboys.
I know. I'm playing Chicken Shit Bingo.
Yeah. And the chicken's name is Patsy Cline, which is hilarious. And this poor chicken.
Yes.
You got to hand it to chickens. I mean, they take a lot of shit from people, and they just go on about their lives. They take this poor chicken, and they'll let you know how you have to grab a chicken. It looks scary how you grab a chicken. It looks so forceful. Now, that is how you have to grab them, because those little things will kick your ass. A chicken will kick your ass. So they grab it, and they put it in this tiny little pen, and then you've got all these ladies standing around and going, yeah, Patsy Cline, Patsy Cline.
I felt so bad for that chicken. They're screaming at it.
Screaming. I did too, but the chicken seemed pretty peaceful. It was just glad to have food, and that's why you gotta love a chicken. It's like you can do whatever you want to it, and it's just glad it's got some seeds.
That's true. I'm sure there's some people from PETA who would think otherwise. I don't generally have like a huge amount of like, oh, that poor chicken. I mean, I think chickens are hilarious. But and like I do sometimes I have a poor chicken thing, but I did feel bad for this chicken because it just had these crazy ladies just screaming at it and it's just in this confined space, like no wonder why it shat.
I know, but like, it was also named Patsy Cline for so long, which like shit. How are you going to have like a happy life when you're named Patsy Cline? Like Patsy Cline, really talented woman, super depressing life. That chicken should have been played by Jessica Lange. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like I was just waiting for another chicken to come along and just like outshine the Patsy Cline chicken so she could sing a song about it. Two cigarettes in the chicken coop. My lover's poop here in the chicken coop. That's
now,
as far as I'm going with that.
That game, maybe it looked traumatic to some people. I mean, I don't eat chickens, you know, but these people do. And they ate chickens right in front of a chicken. Now, that shit's traumatic. I could sit through the bingo my whole night. But, you know, making the chicken sit there and watch you guys eat chicken is pretty bad.
You know what I call it? Bullying. So now they all go to the table. Bullying. So Carrie's like, I want to do a toast. I want to do a toast. Okay, I want to do a toast. So you already know this is going to be bad. She goes, I only want to be surrounded by love, true friends, by people who want to be here. And if you don't like me, and if you don't want to be here, and if you're upset at me, don't be here. And the chicken's like, yeah, well, motherfucker, I'm in a cage. How can I get out of here? Okay.
How many numbers do you want me to shit on? Let me go home. And so Dander's like, well, I was invited here. So if you want me to go, just say it, Carrie. She's like, well, I've always been honest with you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you too, DeAndre. And she's like, well, sometimes you are bling to me.
Bling.
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 Bling Empire.
No. Bullying.
Oh, I bully you. Oh, I bully you. And Cameron goes, oh, I have a problem with that word. And I don't think it's fair that you throw it around. Oh, really? You have a problem with the word bullying? Wisely. Finally, something you have a problem with on this show. You didn't seem to have many problems last year, but bullying, oh, watch out. Cameron's mad, everybody.
Cameron, who uses the word bullying at every chance that she can get, she'd be like, I didn't like that we took a path that made me walk near a bush that scraped my arm. That was bullying. It was a bully path.
And Carrie's like, oh, let me at the table. Do I bully her? I was like, well,
which is
like they're terrified bullying. Of you.
That the act of like having other people gang up to prove her wrong, to make her feel her way, is arguably bullying.
Yes, and also it's the second time in the episode that you've used this passive-aggressive bullshit speech to make someone else look stupid in front of the group. So, yes, you are a fucking bully, Carrie. You're a monster.
I choose my words very, very carefully, unlike the Crash Test Dummies, who actually sang a song that went, that's not a careful use of words. That's literally no words, but I stuck with them anyway. Anyway, the point is this. I definitely know the definition of bullying, okay? And even though you chicken shits, reference to you, Patsy. High five, Patsy. Oh, you're in that cage. Sorry. Have you for dinner soon. Anyway, you are afraid to say it, okay? And I will say it.
Yeah, first it started with the trunk shows, then the corona, then the wine party, and even without those, this right here is bullying, and I'm calling you a bully right now, so you're nitpicking all the time. Puck, 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 just sit down and take a breath.
Oh, so who's being the bully now? I'm like, no, if you bully someone and then they stand up for themselves, you don't get to call that person the bully back to you. Okay, yes. You can't do that. That's not how it works.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be the one who's accepting and compassionate of people. Look who's so intolerant now, Deandra.
It's that argument, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was, me and Cameron, we sat outside your room while you were talking to Tiffany and saying all this shit about me.
You are so full of shit. You gave a big flowery speech and you said nothing to me.
And she's like, oh, I was so upset.
Yeah, it's true. She was crying. She was crying, Deandra. She's like, well, the terrible things you've said to me, you deserved it.
You said you have nothing to worry about because your kids are grown.
And then we see that flashback of her saying that about, like,
you got a 12-year-old and your other kids are grown and one of them has ombre hair and she still hasn't changed it. Okay, you got nothing to worry about.
She's like, do you know how that made me feel?
And it's like, how am I supposed to know you have problems if you don't tell me? I tell you all my stuff and you just say you're fine.
And Cameron's like, but do you ask questions about her family? Do you?
That's sort of like bullying. It's like bullying in silence.
She goes,
silent bullying.
Silent. Never stay silent. Bullying. And Deandra's like, yes, I do. And Carrie goes, that's a lie. She goes, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Are they saying that's a lie or that's a lie? Sometimes it's hard to tell.
They're saying that's a lie. They're both saying that's a lie to each other. And Carrie's like, you know, she thinks saying one time, how's her family? That's good. She's missing the connection between being a good friend and not being a good friend. And so Dandra's like, well, maybe I should just go home. She goes, maybe you should.
It's like, fine, I will.
That's fine. I'll just hitchhike my way, much like I did when I went from Arkansas to Nevada on the tour bus of the Screaming Trees. Okay, I just hitchhiked my way over with them.
So, I'm just trying to, I'm like, how many grunge bands can I remember at this moment? So Deandra's like, she's like, I came here because I want to be here, okay? Much as how I wanted to be on the tour bus for Alice in Chains, okay? Much as I wanted to be. Okay, that's why I am here, all right? And, you know, if you want me to go home, I am happy to go home, mother.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, maybe you should. If you don't really love me, maybe you should go.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
And so Dandra's just having a fit. And so she gets up to go. And everyone's like, no, Dandra, you shouldn't just get up, Dandra, and go. And Stephanie's like, you guys have been friends forever. You guys have been friends for such a long time. You guys love each other. Don't you really love each other?
I love you. I love
Brandy.
I love you.
I love you, Brandy.
Stephanie.
I love Brandy. Brandy, I love you. Poops.
I love you.
Pooping.
Poop. Poops. I did it again.
Poops. Pooper.
Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, Dandra's like, y'all have a good night, and you go fuck yourself.
Oh, really?
So Tiffany follows her. Tiffany and Stephanie follow her in to beg her to stay. And Carrie's like, okay, let's eat.
So Tiffany's like, come on. Like, she's like, Deandra, come on, please eat dinner. Please eat dinner. And she's like, well, you guys are full of shit too. Okay. Cause you're supporting this. Okay. You guys are full of shit. And then Stephanie's like, okay, well, first of all, it's going to take you like 5 years to pack your suitcases. So you might as well just stay. Okay. You're scaring Patsy Cline.
And Tiffany goes, don't leave me alone here. And she goes, oh, well, you'll be fine. Cause you're now best. You got new best friends with Carrie. Huh? You got a new best friend now.
So Brandy was kind of right when she said that. Tandra was just jealous that Tiffany was being nice to her. And so Stephanie's like, but she loves you. That's why she's so mean to you. That's how it works. Don't you know that?
And Tandra's like, and now her and Cam are like little fucking bulldogs. And she sticks out in all the branch. I go home. That's it.
She goes, she and Cameron are like two bulldogs at a chicken fight. I'm like, I would like some elaboration on that, please. What do bulldogs do at chicken fights? They're pretty slow animals, as far as I can tell.
I don't know. Bulldogs at a chicken fight. So Stephanie... probably, I don't know,
maybe pit bulls.
Stephanie's convinced that they just love each other and they can work it out. So Tiffany goes outside and she goes,
I'm caring. Can you just go talk to her, please?
She goes, listen, Tiffany, I'm not going to be the fake person like her.
Like, well, she's not really fake. I mean, she just told you to go fuck yourself 20 times, and she has all season. So I don't know if fake is the right word.
Yeah, people sometimes forget that, like, being polite and deciding not to air all their grievances with you at like, the first moment they see you, like, that's not being fake. That's just saying, I am trying to be a better person. I'm trying to like respect the vibe of an experience. It's not about being fake. And you were the one who listened in. So you're the one who got like, she was venting. She wasn't being fake. She was venting, right? So, and in fact, Tiffany says that. She says, I don't think she was being fake. I think she was just saving it. Okay, saving it. And I like that. Carrie is the one who had the speech who said, oh, you know, if you have a problem with me, like, talk with me and I'll change. Like, meaning implying that she's, like, open to discussion. She's not open whatsoever.
Yeah, and Carrie, basically, everyone has said that Carrie's been calling them all season, bitching about Deandra nonstop. So, it's not like Carrie doesn't do that, too, you know? So, yeah. Carrie's like, well, I'll tell you right now, if she wants to stay here and be better friends with me, she better beg. And Tiffany just gives her this horrified look. She's like, oh!
She's like, and Tiffany goes, Carrie keeps saying I'm not a bully, but I'm looking at her right now. I'm thinking, you kind of look like one right now.
Yeah. So then Deandra calls Jeremy, and she's like, oh, my God, you will not believe this. He's like, well, we're under the moonlight having a drink, having the best night ever.
She's like, well, can I have a moment? Because Carrie lit into me and everything was fine. We went out to have a drink on the grass and she gave a speech with rainbows and unicorns and sunshine coming out of her ass. And I said, that is bullshit. Have I mentioned rainbows and unicorns and sunshine coming out of her ass?
Did you tell her about that time you went on the road with Audio Slave? Did that help anything?
No, Jeremy. People don't want to hear about that, okay?
Well, tell her you're sick of listening to her go on and on about her pearls, and you've had it three ways from Sunday from Pearl Jam. You told her that?
What about Puddle of Mud? Did you tell her about your experience with Puddle of Mud?
No, I do not want to talk about that when it was literally left in a puddle of mud when I tried to go sleep with Puddle of Mud. Okay, I do not want to talk about that.
Is this a bad time to bring up Mother Love Bone?
Have you guys talked about the time you were stood up by the meat puppets?
Okay, Jeremy, why are you doing this to me? That was a very hard time for me.
Then we go back to Tiffany, and Tiffany's like,
she's hurting right now, okay, Carrie?
And she starts crying, and then the music changes to clown music. It's like, da-dum, ba-da-da-da, ba-dum, ba-da-da-da, ba-dum. And Carrie goes, I already cried about this. Why are you crying?
Yeah. And well, the funny thing is that Tiffany says, like, you know, she's really hurting. And Carrie goes, I'm hurting more. And they're like, it's not a competition. And then they're like, why are you crying, Tiffany? And she's like, well, when I was a little girl, I used to watch my parents fight. And I really hated it. I hate watching my parents fight because they wouldn't use a spreadsheet. Like, Mom,
Put your fighting words on column A. Dad, put your insults in column B. Why not? Why not?
And then the girls tell us, Cameron's like, this fight is not involving you. And Carrie's like, are you kidding me?
So yeah, then we go back. Cameron. You literally, Cameron, this fight's not involving you. You literally have involved yourself so hardcore in this fight. You were the one just 2 seconds ago who were like, don't say the word bully unless it involves a brown dildo being put in your face. You're so
yeah, also, Cameron really makes me laugh on this show, but she is such an ass, and she makes the wrong choices yes. constantly. Like, why are you propping up Carrie, okay? First, you gave her that first party, which was annoying enough, but I get it. You're her friend. But now a whole trip revolves around Carrie, and she has the power to sit there to say, you can go, you can leave my trip. Yeah. Fuck that. Carrie didn't throw this. Carrie didn't do anything for this. What does she have the power?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Cameron.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, Carrie, you didn't even organize this. This is it's in your celebration, but you are not the trip president, so you better stop. You don't have the authority to hire and fire people on your trip, okay?
Yeah.
So
wrong side. So now you're choosing the wrong side.
So then Tiffany just admits that she's just crying for herself. She's like, I just came to have a good time. Come on, please go talk to her. And then Carrie goes, well, you don't know me. Okay. You can cry all you fucking want to. Okay. Well, I will not take a step towards her because she owes it to me. Ah, she's been a bad friend and a bad hostess. Okay. And I will never, ever take a step over my dead body. I'm like, well, so much for that speech earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. There goes your sweet girl speech right out the window. And so on the phone, Jeremy's like, well, like my mama said, you can only take so many punches before you get up swinging. And
which is my way of saying, have you ever thought about swinging with another couple?
Sort of thing. This might be a good time for me to introduce you to Diane. Diane, come over here and say hi to Daniel.
Diane's friends with Amelia from The Office. All right. So
now listen, I know you might not be into this, but there are a couple of things Diane's got going for her. She's got a Pixies cut and she looks like Dinosaur Jr. When are you coming home, baby?
And she loves drinking Everclear. All right.
So then back to Carrie. She's like, you have never seen the most stubborn bitch in your life, so don't come crying to me about anything and ask me to beg to go to Dandra, because I will never do it.
Okay, so people have to go to you, but you're not willing to go to them. Got it. Got it. That really makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Carrie, still the biggest asshole on this show. And it's like, to be continued.
Will Deandra leave? And then next week, it's like, Deandra, still there. So obviously, she's not leaving. But yeah. It'll be fun to see what happens. God, this show is really entertaining me. I'm really loving it this season. I don't know why I have to say that every single week. I kind of feel like maybe I'm like selling it on people. I don't know. When I like something, I just like to sell it on people. What can I say? But anyway, thank you all for listening. Our next episode, we're really excited. The return of New Jersey, and it's going to be one. It's going to be the rumor is that this is going to be quite the season, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. So stay tuned for that. And we also have the Salt Lake City reunion coming up too. So. Thanks all for listening. Ronnie, stay safe out there in the frozen tundra of Texas.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.